Dan Ouellette, are you the chairman of the committee running the Provincial Little League championships? You are, okay.
I'm the chairman and the district administrator for District 4 Ontario. So I take the role of tournament director and make sure that the tournament follows all the Little League guidelines.
Okay, tournament director, good. Has this tournament ever been in Timmins before?
No, for this age group, it's the first time we ever host in Timmins. So this age group is junior, and it's for 13 and 14-year-olds.
Okay, how many teams are coming in?
We will have six teams in total, including Timmins. So we have a team from Kingston, a team from Thunder Bay, a team from Carlton Russell, a team from Oakville, and one from East Nepean.
All right. And when is the tournament taking place?
The tournament will begin on Friday, July 11th. The first game is at 11 a.m., and the finals are slated for Wednesday morning at 10 a.m.
Okay, starting what day? Friday?
Friday, July 11th.
Wow, so you're running 6 days.
It's a double elimination format. So on some of the days, it'll only be one game. But yeah, that's how it works in this for provincials.
How is the weather forecast looking?
For the most part, pretty good. I think there was one day when I seen that they're calling for some rain, but we're hoping it's going to be during the night and that it won't affect any of our play.
All right. It's the Timmins Lynx that's hosting it, right?
Timmins Montana's Lynx, so they'll be the team representing Timmins, and they've been practicing now for over a month and playing some exhibition games against Rouyn-Noranda, and looks like the team's ready to go.
How do you think they'll do?
I think they'll do well. We have some good players who've been playing in the Lynx program now for a few years. So I think we have a good chance. We have a good group of kids and some good coaches. I like our odds, and hopefully they represent the city and our league very well.
All right, so you've got the baseball going on, obviously at the Little League Park at Partusa Park. What else do you have for the, sorry?
Sorry, this tournament is held at for the older kids because the field is a little bit bigger. This tournament will be held at Terrio, in the field between Terrio and TH&VS.
I'm glad I brought that up then, because I would have got that wrong. Good stuff. What about outside of the baseball? Do you have events planned for the kids when they're not playing?
Well, for provincials, usually we let that up to the teams individually. First and foremost, they're here to play baseball. The winner will advance to the Canadian Championship after this. So our main focus as organizers is on the baseball. We have provided some information to the teams as what they can do while they're here. But our goal as organizers is to run a baseball tournament and just make sure that the winning team is ready to go to Canadians. And so we try and stay away too much from the extracurricular, and we leave that to the teams themselves.
Okay, good. Now, I learned about this through Lacey Riggs. So, is the city kicking in any money to help pay for this?
Yes, we did receive some MAT tax funding from the TDC in the city. So it definitely helps with organizing these tournaments of these statures. Our expenses can get quite high as far as our running expenses and just doing the tournament. So yes, we gladly the MAT tax has kicked in some funds, and we have obviously some generous community donors who've corporate donors who've helped us out as well.
All right, do you care to say how much you're getting from the MAT tax?
12,500. They'll be presenting the check at our opening ceremonies at 2 p.m. on Friday. And also like to point out our other sponsors. We have Montana's Barbecue and Bar, Agnico Eagle, Discovery Porcupine, and Lakeshore Gold, who've all as well come on as corporate sponsors to help out with the expenses of this tournament.
Yeah, and now the MAT tax, that's particularly appropriate because you're bringing all these teams in, they're going to be staying in hotels.
Yeah, exactly. We'll have five teams here ranging. They'll be here from ranging from 3 days to up to 7 days. So for sure, we do bring in quite a few people, not only the players but their families, and we've already had messages from grandparents who are coming as well. So we do expect quite a few people traveling to the city here to and not only to watch baseball and staying in hotels, but eating at restaurants, doing some shopping, exploring the city a little bit. So we're very happy that the Mad Tax is there now. It really helps us organize these tournaments.
How many players per team?
On average, they'll range from 11 to 13 players per team, plus 3 to 4 coaches. So we figure we'll have over 100 participants as far as players and coaches, and probably bringing in an extra, 200, 300 people as families, siblings, grandparents, all those things as well. So,
All right. Do you have anything you want to add right now?
no, well, we hope the schedule can be found on Little League Ontario's website. So it's llontario.ca, and we will also be posting the schedule on our Facebook later today. And we encourage everybody to come out and watch and support the Lynx. And we hope we get a lot of people coming out to support and watch some great baseball.
Okay, let me know how the links do, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Thanks,
Okay,
Dan.
thanks, Bob.
Okay,
Appreciate it.
yeah, have a good week.
Okay, thanks, you
Okay,
too.
bye.
Bye-bye.